Each week we've been telling a part of the story. The first candle for the first week of this Advent season, as we celebrate the coming of Jesus for the first time, looking forward to his second coming, was the prophecy candle, all the hundreds of prophecies that were fulfilled in detail. And then we lighted the angel candle, and we saw no less than seven different times in which angels invaded the story. There they were with the message of Jesus, and knowing that even today, angels are looking in on what we are doing here right now. They have attended the service today, the messengers of God. And last week, we lighted the shepherd's candle. Here, as we've been calling them, the blue-collar part of the Christmas story, that even as the world looked at them as the lowliest, the simplest of those in the story, here angelic choruses came to invite them to the manger to witness the Christ child. And today, the fourth Sunday of Advent, we light the Magi candle. As we call them, the wise men. And I wanted to read this passage to you. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet." And here's that quote. "And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him." Is that what he was planning on doing? After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which had been seen in the east, went on before them till it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after coming to the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground, and they worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left their own country by another way. The three gifts that they brought, as I sent an email to most of you this week, are indicative or prophetic. Here you have Jesus, gold, the king. Now, when he came the first time, this first time, he didn't come as a reigning king. But let me tell you, when he comes back the second time, he's going to be reigning as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He came with frankincense. Frankincense. What could that be prophetic about? Frankincense, that incense, makes you think of priest. He was both king and priest. What would he do on his first advent? He would stand in the gap. That's what a priest does. He would become our great high priest, as he would go to the cross and stand in our place and stand in the gap, die and be resurrected 3 days later, victorious over the grave. The third, myrrh. Hey, is death. Myrrh being this anointing oil, this scented oil that they used in burial to remind him of his mission and remind us of the mission. Even in the gifts that the Magi brought that they didn't understand totally. They didn't understand totally about the star, but they came because they were driven by the Lord. I'm still trying to wrap my arms around the whole mystery of Christmas, of the first advent of Jesus. There's still a mystery about it. As I go out into the night sky and I look at those stars, I remember that at one time God used a star to come and stand over a manger to show us the Lord. As we come to the end of our service today, we're going to sing, and we're going to sing a last carol in just a little bit, but I'd sure like to give you a chance to pray today. We have been brought into the very throne room of the Lord by our kids today who have led us in this time of worship. And maybe today, I know we sit here looking at one another like everything's okay, but I'd just be willing to bet in this room today there's represented some heartache, some turmoil, some problems, some strife, where you need the Lord, the one who is Lord over all, the one who came to take away our sin and to give us a brand new life. He said, "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly," to walk in that abundant life. Maybe today, before we leave this place, maybe a time of prayer would be appropriate as we bow our heads and come before the Lord. And maybe you'd like to pray with someone. Ask Brother Rick to come and several of our life group leaders if they would come and take their places around. And maybe you'd just like to spend some time in prayer today and bring those things before the Lord. Do you have a person or relationship that is strained today? Anybody? I've got my hand up. Do you have a situation that if you could today, it would be the greatest Christmas gift of all if that situation would do a 180? You got one of those in your life? You got a person from whom you feel separated today? Maybe today it's as simple as, "You know, Brother Dusty, I don't know what 2011 is going to bring for me and my family." Maybe you're sick today and you need the healer to come and put his hand upon you. He's both priest and king. He is reigning over everything today that will come against you. Why not put it in his hands today? Just humble yourself before him and say, "Lord, here it is. Here's my junk." Come with open hands. Don't hold on to it. Open hands so he can take it out of your hands. And you put it in his. He is Lord over all. Isn't he? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your presence here today and for how we have felt that you move in us and move in our presence through our children today, our young people. God, what a blessing they are to us. Lord, on this day, we bring ourselves before you. And we say, "Lord, we need you." Lord, I'm praying right now over situations of life. Some of us are in deep stuff. And we need a miracle to happen. And God, maybe today you're just waiting on us to take the first move. That move of faith to give it to you and say, Lord, I can't do anything about this. Lord, we stand in the need of prayer right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, move through us in this place today. Thank you. We're available to pray.